Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She loves avocados, but won't go near a pickle. Our co-host Jessica Labby is a big fan of sea vegetables, but doesn't eat mushrooms. She's also never liked meat, unless it's bacon. Mike, our producer, loves pizza, but don't put salmon anywhere near him. Feeding these three must be interesting, but I tell you, they know their stuff. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
I don't understand, Jessica. What does that mean? You don't eat meat, but you like bacon.
Well, I never really liked meat, but bacon tastes good.
Who doesn't like bacon?
Yeah.
So you're a vegetarian who eats bacon.
I never claimed to be a vegetarian. It's just a coincidence that I don't like meat.
Ah, interesting.
I don't buy bacon when I go grocery shopping, but if somebody waves it in front of me, I'm going to...
We're going to have bacon next podcast.
Yes. BLTs.
Fry up a pound. Or two.
Well, in this time of year for the holidays, this is the kind of stuff we come up against. It's the foods we don't usually eat, and boom, there they are to party. Are you going to eat them? So here's the thing. There's two reasons to be conscious of what you eat this holiday season. You're going to agree with me. It's either one, you don't want to get sick, and two, you don't want to gain weight. You know, there's a lot of men out there that don't have to worry about this. Some do. But would you agree, Jessica, most women have this concern going into the holidays? How can I handle this without gaining weight?
Because we can look at cake and gain 5 pounds.
It's tough for girls.
That's true. And I do think that there's certainly men out there in the same predicament. There's many people out there. Because it starts at Thanksgiving. It goes all the way to New Year's. That's 6 weeks.
It's a lot of eating.
Of having temptation, of having unusual schedules, of parties. You know, the average American does gain 5 pounds in those 6 weeks. And it doesn't happen from just, you know, overeating at one or two meals.
No, the UPS man comes every week and brings packages of cookies and cakes from your relatives that live far away.
It seems like you're always nibbling, too. There's always like
nibbling.
Things to nibble around, you know?
Well, how it breaks down is the average person eats 200 calories per day more from Thanksgiving to New Year's, and that equals a 5 pound weight gain.
I'm not going to do it.
Well, and how do you feel come January 2nd? That's really the problem, right? People get so down on themselves because first of the year, boom, you're feeling fat, you're feeling sluggish. And unfortunately, we start the year off not feeling good about ourselves. And I don't know about you, but I want to avoid that. I want to enjoy the holiday season, but I want to feel good about my body and about my energy and my health come the new year. It's a new decade.
You know what I do? I call ahead and make sure they're going to have lots of vegetables for me to eat.
Or bring your own.
That's true.
Because that's right. This is how it happens. There's tempting treats all around you. There's pressure to overeat. Oh, I remember growing up and I had aunts and uncles. Another plate of food. You have to eat it all. We didn't want to make all of this and have it go to waste. Yeah. Uh-huh. Emotional eating. That certainly can be a big one for
people. Yeah, everyone's stressed out.
And then on top of that, extreme laxity with exercise habits. You kind of just, you get a little bit off and you say, whatever, and you just blow
well, you get so much to
all
do,
the habits.
You know, you're running around.
Parties
here and there.
Every weekend. Yeah.
We're going to give you 10 steps to healthful holiday eating. How's that sound?
Yes.
Sounds great.
Okay. Easiest thing to do, first of all, step number one, just decide now to focus on maintaining your weight, not weight loss right now. Don't worry about losing weight, but make a goal to just maintain your weight over the holidays. That's the simple, obvious thing to do. The second thing is plan now to not diet at the new year. That's going to give you a reason to not overeat.
No New Year's resolutions? Is that what it is?
Yeah, why not just start the healthful thinking now?
Yeah, that's why I think people do it. You know, they'll, I'm starting January 1st. I'm going to get in perfect shape.
That lasts a week.
Yeah, exactly.
So right.
Don't put yourself in that spot.
Mm-hmm. And don't give yourself the reason now to just let it all go.
Right.
Because you know what happens come January? Restrictive dieting. And the thing with the restrictive dieting...
Doesn't work.
No, it slows down your metabolism. And frankly, it increases anxiety and depression, and you become preoccupied with food, and then it leads to binge eating, and it literally makes weight gain more likely. Instead, what you can do now is just decide to be physically active every day, even if it's just for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Shovel snow.
Oh, hopefully that's not too soon.
I know.
But no matter the weather, going walking for 10, 20 minutes outside in the fresh air.
Just move.
That obviously relieves stress. It regulates your appetite and it helps you burn extra calories.
That's a great thing to do after your big Thanksgiving meals. Get everybody together and go for a walk.
That's what we've done with my husband's family every year. It's a tradition to go for a Thanksgiving walk right after the meal.
The L-tryptophan kicks in on me, and I usually wind up on the couch watching football.
So start the walk before it has a chance to
to
jump in. That's right. The fourth thing is eat a light snack before a party. Even just a little bit of protein, like a piece of toast with almond butter or peanut butter, a small yogurt, a hard-boiled egg, it just makes you less likely to overeat.
You don't arrive hungry.
Yeah, it's easier to resist all the fattening food.
Yeah, I have to eat a big meal before I go to a party. I'll make this huge omelet just filled with cheese, and I'm completely satisfied. So when I get there and I see the cake, I won't have a half of a cake. I'll have one small slice, and I'll be good.
Definitely the worst thing
She's
you can do
plan,
is show up really starving at a party or any meal for that matter.
That's true.
Yeah. Some people need a plan.
Well, yeah. Especially me when it comes to sweets, because if somebody puts any kind of sweet in front of me, whether I like it or not, I'm going to eat it.
That's chips for me.
Chips?
Yeah. The sweets don't do it for me, but any carbs, you know, I can't stay away from them.
I'm like you, Mike. I can resist
salty
sugar,
things.
But not the salt.
Yeah.
So having a plan. So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about some more excellent tips to plan how to not gain the standard 5 pounds at the holidays.
Right.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
We are talking about how to not gain the standard 5 pounds over the holidays, and we're on to tip number 5. This is one of my favorites. Indulge in foods, but only foods you really love. You know, just skip the fattening foods that aren't really that special to you. You ever done that? You're at a party, and there's a tray, say, of sweets, and because it's there, and it looks halfway good, you eat it, but it really wasn't that special.
It's really hard to do, though.
Yeah, but save it for what you love. You almost have to scan the food and decide, okay, what is irresistible to me? And allow your stuff to have it, but skip anything else that's not that great.
That's what I do at the buffet. Instead of going full force into it, I stroll all the way around.
Buffets are dangerous anyway.
They are.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
Yeah.
And here's that brings us perfectly to the next tip. Avoid what I call recreational eating. So instead, consciously make one plate of the foods you really want. Eat it slowly. And then when you're done, do something like pop a mint in your mouth or a piece of gum and drink some water. And then here's the thing. Stop eating. Stop standing next to the food. Move away from the food.
Step away from the table.
Because, you know, I've done that where I'm at a buffet or a party and I make a plate of like the first 5 foods I come across, and it's pretty good. It's okay. It's a whole plate of food. And then I go back for the second helping, which is some other great food. And before you know it, you've had 2 or 3 plates of food, and maybe your favorite foods only would have been about a plateful.
And you always feel like you need to do something when you're at a party. And,
right.
And having food, you're doing something. I keep peppermint tea in my purse. So instead of popping a mint, I'll have a cup of tea. And so that way I'm still sipping on something. If I'm avoiding
you're
alcohol,
staying busy. Yes.
Those extra 200 calories.
And just staying away from the food, you know, because it seems like people congregate in the kitchen, start a trend and move towards the living room. The next tip is if you're doing the cooking, there are so many ways to reduce fat and sugar in recipes. For example, use applesauce instead of oil. That actually helps maintain the fluffiness. applesauce is one of my favorite substitutions. The next one would be use yogurt instead of sour cream. You can use frozen yogurt instead of ice cream. And in general, if a recipe calls for, say, a cup of sugar, you can probably get away with cutting that almost in half and not changing anything else. You can
just cut frozen yogurt. Oh, I like it better than ice cream.
And there's less sugar and less dairy.
Try it. It's great.
For some people, it's about the beverages. And this brings us to the eighth tip. Did you know, Mike, that alcohol is high in calories? Up to 500 calories per drink. And notice that we said the average person has 200 calories more per day from Thanksgiving to New Year's, and that's how you gain 5 pounds. So just cutting back on the alcohol can make a huge difference.
It's safer, too.
And, you know, alcohol tends to be stored in the abdomen. You know, so people who are overweight actually gain weight more easily when they consume alcohol. In case you didn't need to be told, eggnog is very high in fat calories.
All that cream in there.
You know, and bottom line is, instead of focusing on the food, just try focusing this season on friends and family.
Yeah. You know, talk a lot at the
party. Isn't that what's most important?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I guarantee that you might remember that one special treat a year or two later, but it's probably the connections you make with people you love that will last the longest.
Oh, so true.
The 10th step is don't skip meals, because that's what really leads to overeating. Have you ever done that? Have you ever thought, well, I have a big party tonight, I'm not going to eat all day?
Yeah, then you like binge. Like, you eat so much, like, all at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah,
because you just crave more and more, and the body starts to slow down.
Yeah, it messes with your metabolism, doesn't it?
Yeah. And just like sunlight deprivation, sugar binges cause a drop in serotonin, and that's the chemical in the brain that regulates sleep and appetite, and that can really lead to depression. And the problem is you won't feel calm or in control. So there's a lot of emotional components to binging and overeating. And by the way, to help boost serotonin naturally, you want to eat small but frequent meals that include vegetables and protein.
That's how I roll.
That's how you roll. All the time. Starting next year, you don't want to have to spend the first quarter of the year just trying to regain your health, regain your figure. You want to start off feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
Hop into the new year in good shape.
With everything said, I would love to hear, guys, what is the one thing you are looking forward to having this holiday season? For me, it's a piece of pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving.
Stuffing for me.
Mm.
Broccoli.
Oh, broccoli? Geez. Oh, Jessica.
Okay, and if you had a treat, Jessica, what would it be?
My mom's flax banana bread. It's flourless banana bread. And it is healthy.
With a big scoop of whipped cream on top.
There you go.
Ooh,
we'll make her
eat
it.
Yes. The kind in the can that's really bad for you.
Oh, great. Okay, on that note, be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.